So it's odd to hear Jesus speak about the perils of religious symbolism, and the perils of outward acts of piety, and then to turn around and put ashes on our foreheads as a sign of the cross and go and walk out the door, right? Such is the paradox of Ash Wednesday. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. What is Jesus trying to get at? What is Jesus trying to teach us with these odd statements about the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing? Well, let's ask ourselves an even bigger question. Why is it that we do these things? Why is it that we're all here tonight on a Wednesday night, a snowy night here in the valley? 11 of us have gathered in this big, old, beautiful church. Why is it that we're here? Why is it that we put ashes on our heads? And why is it that we dunk babies in that beautiful marble font back there? And why is it that we gather around a table with some bread and some wine each Sunday and say, this is the body and this is the blood of Christ? Why? Is it to delude ourselves into thinking that if we somehow manage to check all the right boxes, check all the right boxes on the divine checklist, that somehow we'll automatically get into heaven? Is that why? Is it to have the confidence to say to ourselves, you know what, I'm right about God. I'm right about God and you're wrong. And if we think that that isn't a real challenge for our church today, just tune in to any preacher on an AM radio station, friends. There's a lot of rule book and checklist theology still out there. Never mind the infinite love, never mind the infinite grace of our loving God. Never mind that all of human death and all of human sin and all of human evil has been consumed by the glory of the empty tomb, the glory of the resurrection. We humans want a checklist. We want to know that we've got it right. We want to know who's in and who is out. Who's in the club and who's on the outside? And that's why binary yes or no, right or wrong theologies are still so appealing. That's why the AM radio preachers are still in business. We love an easy answer. But tonight is not a night of easy answers. Tonight is a night of paradoxes. When I hear these questions from Jesus being asked about religion tonight, about how we as human beings ritualize and institutionalize our relationship with God, what I really hear him asking through all these paradoxical questions is this: what's really important? That's what I think he's driving at. He's asking us to reflect upon what is really important. What's important? What's at the center of our life together as a community of faith, as a church family here at Holy Trinity? What's the center? What's important? Is it just the rules? Is it just the rituals? Is it just the financial statements and the attendance numbers and all the wonderful reports that we'll be reviewing this Sunday at Vestry? Is that what's at the center? Is it just superficial, unauthentic window dressing for others to see? Look at us. We have ashes on our heads. I'm a Christian. It's Ash Wednesday. We're part of the club. Is that the center? I don't think so. I don't think any of us think so. I think it's something more. I think that's what Jesus is really trying to drive at tonight with all of this paradoxical reflection about why we do what we do. What is all this ritual pointing towards? That's why he's challenging the Pharisees. He's saying, why are you doing what you're doing? Is it to be seen out in the streets? Is that the point? To be seen, you hypocrites? That's not the point. God is the point. What is the relationship, Jesus asks, that's at the heart of it all? What is our center? What is our center? Is it all the demands and pressures of this world? Is it the false images of God that we fashion for ourselves out of all this holy stardust that this world is made of? Or is the center actually something more? Is the center truly God? Is the Holy One truly the one who is at the center? The one who is beautiful and vulnerable and self-offering and human, the human image of God that we see and know in Jesus Christ, our Savior? Is he the one who is at the center? A God who promises not to take away our pain, not to give us easy yes or no binary answers, but a God who promises to journey with us in our pain, to experience the ups and downs of this world with us, to be fully human and then to redeem it all. A God who tells us that the cross, the wood of the cross with all of its death and horror and awfulness and pain, even the cross can be a paradox. Even the cross on Calvary, the symbol of Roman death and oppression, it is not the end. That death, the death that that symbol represents, it does not, my friends, have the last word. Indeed, the symbol can mean something so much more. Paradoxically, this, the cross, the wood of death, becomes for us the source of new life. Lent is about returning to that God, the God of the cross, the God who is our center. It's about heeding God's call to live our lives as we truly are, as beautiful, beloved, vulnerable children of God. Children who have been freed from the snares and barbs of sin and death. Children who have been redeemed by God's infinite mercy and grace. And children who nonetheless still fall. And so in Lent, we make a point of acknowledging our falling amidst this infinite grace. We acknowledge our own limitations. We acknowledge our need for God. Today, we begin the work of acknowledging all those things in life that we put at the center that actually aren't the center. And we begin the holy journey, these 40 days, of returning to the one who truly is. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember you are mine, God says to us tonight. Remember that you are mine, and that you are loved, and to me you shall return. Amen.